Random Jottings of Hinge and Bracket with Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Bracket. With Jean Haywood as Maud and friends and neighbours at Stacton Trestle in The Dummy Run.
The competitive spirit is very strong in Stacton Trestle. Last year we had a donkey derby. Evadne won that. Oh, no, I'm not being catty. She was on a donkey. There was even a competition to celebrate the opening of our local tandoori curry house, the Bengal Lancer. It was a limerick competition, and my entry went, "There was a young man from Bombay, a bit of a duck in his way, who attended a party dressed as a chapati. He was currying favor, they say." I won 2 takeaway meals with that. But by the time we went to collect them, the restaurant had been closed down by the public health inspector. Anyhow, the most recent competitive event to be held in Stacton was the local shopkeeper's window dressing competition, for which, of course, Evadne and I entered our music emporium in the High Street.
Oh, that wind's quite sharp out there, you know, Hilda. I do hope it doesn't bring my face up again.
So do I. You're unbearable with your face up. You're bad enough with it down. Anyway, what does the window look like from the outside?
Well, extremely boring now there's nothing in it.
No, I mean the glass, dear. Does it look clean? Have I managed to get off all those dirty finger marks that Maud managed to get on while she was cleaning it?
Yes, I think so. But there's still a large mark right at the top there in the centre. See it? Looks a bit like a footprint.
It is a footprint there.
Good heavens. I don't see how even Maud contrived to get a footprint right up there.
She didn't dare. I did.
Oh, very agile of you. What were you doing? Entertain the bus queue with your can-can.
As a matter of fact, Evadne, I was trying to remove a cobweb by throwing my slipper at it.
Why couldn't you use a duster?
Because I don't wear dusters on my feet, dear. When I'm dressing a window, I wear window dresser slippers, and they were all I had to hand. Incidentally, the first slipper I threw is trapped behind the pegboard at the top there somewhere. Perhaps you'll be good enough to fetch it down for me when you remove the footprint and the cobweb. What? Well, it's no good looking at me like that, dear. I can't reach it. And I'm not taking the stepladder into the window, because I consider it most unladylike to be caught up a ladder behind glass.
Oh, very well, then. I'll do it later on.
Why not do it now, dear? Then I can start dressing the window.
Hilda, there's no earthly point in starting to dress that window till this afternoon, after we close. I mean, why do you suppose they're going to do the judging the day after early closing day?
Something to do with the fishmonger, I shouldn't wonder.
What?
Well, it usually is. Everything in Stacton's done to suit that blasted fishmonger.
They're going to do the judging the day after early closing day to give us time without interruptions to get our windows ready. Everyone will be doing their windows this afternoon.
Then perhaps we should leave ours till the morning so they can't steal any ideas. What's more, we could nip round a bit later on and see what the others have done. Not that they'll have done anything worth copying, mind you.
Well, I might remind you that according to this leaflet, and I quote, the competing windows must be ready for judging at 9 a.m. on Thursday the 17th. So, if you want to come down here and start window dressing at 3 in the morning, please yourself. You'll be doing it on your own.
Evadne, do you want to win this competition or not?
Yes, I do. But I'm certainly not prepared to give up my beauty sleep for it.
No, of course you're not, Evadne, and I do see why, dear. very well, we'll do it this afternoon. Incidentally, where are all those stickers we have to put in the window to show that we're participating?
They're here. And you don't put them all in, Hilda, just one.
Which one?
Which one do you think?
Do we have to make a guessing game of it?
Hilda, each of these 3 stickers is a different colour. Now, why should that be, I wonder?
It's prettier, I suppose.
It's to tell the judges which category we wish to be judged in.
Evadne, what I am going to do in that window is going to take people's breath away.
Heaven help us.
Consequently, I shall be quite happy to be judged in all three categories.
Well, you can't be. There are three categories with three prizes offered in each. The categories are A, things to eat, red sticker.
Yeah.
B, things to wear, blue sticker.
Yeah.
And C, things to use, yellow sticker.
Are you sure those are the only categories?
I'm positive.
Don't they have a things to play category?
No, they do not.
Or a things to play with?
In Stacton, that would be asking for trouble.
But, I mean, don't they have an amusement section? What's the toy shop going to go under?
Well, knowing most of the little brass round here, I would say things to eat, probably. Now, there's your yellow sticker, dear. Why don't you go and stick it somewhere?
All right, very well. But I knew this was going to be a fiasco. It was bound to be with that fishmonger on the committee. Things to eat, things to wear, things to use. It's all so plebeian. And incidentally, we're going to have to get someone to give us a lift into the window with that piano.
We shall have to find ourselves a couple of men.
Well, never thought I'd live to hear you say that. Oh, and that reminds me, you did arrange to borrow a couple of dummies for our display, didn't you?
Yes, I arranged that yesterday. The co-op had a couple going spare. Maud's going to collect them on her way back with the lunch.
Maud is?
Well, she wanted to help, and we did need a beast of burden. I wonder if we could trust Maud to get that piano into the window for us.
Oh, I much prefer your original idea. We'll get hold of a couple of men. If we can. There's all that stuff over there to go in as well, you know.
All of it?
Oh, yes, that's why I gathered it all together.
Well, it's not going to leave much in the shop, is it?
Well, if anybody wants anything that's in the window, we can always get it out and replace it with something else, can't we?
Mm.
You see, my theme is capable of infinite variation. That's the beauty of it. Well, one of the beauties of it.
Hilda, what exactly is your theme?
The music room.
How original.
Evadne, now, my music room will be utterly original. A tableau affording glimpses of the way in which people have amused themselves musically in ages past.
Mm, we always had a music room at home when I was a child.
Well, I wasn't thinking of ages that far past here. After all, where would I get hold of a crumb horn? And don't say by the handle. You're going to by the handle. Yes, doesn't matter. Tastefully arranged draperies backing a series of busts of the great composers, from George Frederick Handel to Dan Ivor. There, by the piano, you see. There, the harp. Lying casually on a rosewood chair just there, a mandolin. Oh, where is the pretty maid who was plucking that one wonders?
Yes, where is she?
A lute hangs from that wall there.
Would you like to borrow my banjo to hang from that wall there?
Evadne, dear, this is the music room, not the co-op hall.
Suit yourself.
I intend to. Music lies scattered. No, strewn. Artistically strewn everywhere. At the piano sits one of our dummies, dressed in some of your old clothes and looking just like you, but hopefully a mite more animated. Now, I thought of the music stand down front, dead center, and clothed in one of my precious gowns stands our other lay figure, alas, a poor substitute for myself. But I've had worse understudies in my time. How does it all sound?
Well, it should amuse the fishmonger, certainly. And after all, that's the main thing. By the way, is this piece of music on the floor here one of the pieces you intended to strew artistically?
Oh, yes, it is. Now, how did it get down there? Now, that should be on the pile.
Sounds very artistic. With a zig, 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 lum, and a zum, 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 and a high tittle, what a load of rubbish.
That is a very pretty little tune there. Well, if you don't believe me, sit down and play it for yourself.
Very well, I will.
And make the most of it. Because you'll be sitting at that piano for the last time before I replace you with a dummy from the co-op. I'm a sort of girl with a brain of work and an artful style of game. The only wheeze that I crack with ease is a curious ones it seem. What they may mean, it is hard to glean. Still, I've no need to say, for my dear, my dog, to the man I love, for I charm his heart away. With a zit, 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 love, and a zum, 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 zum. And the height is little, little height, high, high, and a rum, tum, 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 tum. It makes the men look envious, and makes me feel so deep. With a height, little, little height, high, high, hoo-hoo, and a zig, 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 zig. Regret that so long I thus remain. For cousin flew quite a year ago to the wedded state attained. Since then, you see, she has sent for me. Of cousins, I'm the best. But I must have all that I envy her, for my cousin has been blessed. With a zig, 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 love, and a zum, 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 zum. With a high, tiddle, little, little height, high, high, hoo-hoo, and a zig, 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 zig. Not that, dear, not that at all. I don't suppose the dummy could play half as well.
Thank you.
Not that it will be fair to make comparisons. After all, you did have lessons, didn't you? Now, what on earth's that?
Oh, it's all right, dear. It's just Maud banging one of her heads against the front door.
What? Oh, exactly. What does she look like standing out there with a naked dummy under each arm?
Well, I'd say rather like some old Viking warrior who's just been out on the rape and pillage.
Oh, do open the door for her, dear. She looks so embarrassed.
That's not entirely the fault of the dummies, Hilda.
Oh, don't be so unkind, dear.
Dame Hilda! Dame Hilda!
Well, if you're not going to let her in, I will, poor soul. Come along in, Maud, dear. You look absolutely exhausted.
Oh, thank you, Dame Hilda. Oh, I've gone just about as far as I can go with these two dummies.
Now, put them down anywhere, dear, and sit down for a minute or two.
Oh, Dame Hilda, I've had such a morning. Walking all that way with them things. They've had me flat on the pavement twice. Catching their legs between mine.
I say, they sound a good deal livelier than I thought they'd been.
And when I tipped them forward so they couldn't, their perishing heads fell off.
Why didn't you put their perishing heads in your shopping bag, Maud?
Because, Doctor, I've Dame Hilda's dinner in there, and them heads has been rolling in the road.
Good thinking, Maud, dear.
Which just goes to prove that in her case, three heads are better than one.
I say it, Daphne. Someone's made the most terrible mistake, dear. These dummies are male dummies.
What?
They're men. Well, look, dear, look for yourself. No, not there. At their heads.
Oh. No, no, no. No, it's quite simple, dear. You see, the co-op's dummies are all bald, Hilda. They told me that. And I said we would provide our own wigs.
Yes, but I mean, look at their faces, dear. They're so masculine. That one's even got a moustache.
Oh. How curious. I mean, those are definitely female torsos, aren't they?
Well, yes. Is that what they call unisex?
No, dear, that's what they call hermaphrodite.
Thank heavens I don't buy my clothes at the co-op. Mm.
Oh, dear. Their meds might be somewhat to do with me.
Yes, they rather look as if they might be, Maud.
See, when I got there, Dame Hilda, them two didn't have no heads. In the little back room where the man took me, there weren't nothing but buttons.
Are you sure you were in the co-op?
The tops was all in another little room, with the arms in a cupboard and a big box full of heads. Well, he puts them two together for me, and we're just going to fetch him their heads when this woman comes in and drags him off.
It does seem to have been an interesting morning. Mm.
She wanted him in sports and leisure wear. But he's not got the legs for that, if you ask me.
Perhaps he had them hidden in another box somewhere.
Anyhow, before he goes, he points at the heads and he whispers, "Help yourself." Then he leaves me there all on me own, ever so quiet it were, and them two headless torsos standing by the door. Well, I weren't stopping, so I grabs two heads at random, and I shoves them on and I goes.
Well, I must say, dear, you've put us in a bit of a pickle. I mean, the one with the moustache, well, it might pass for the doctor. But I'm certainly not having the other one as me. Just look at it. In my merry widow wig, it'll look like Billy Connolly.
See you.
In your merry widow wig, you look like Billy Connolly. See you.
Oh, don't be so utterly ridiculous, Evadne. No, I'm awfully sorry, Maud, dear, but would you mind terribly taking it back and changing it?
Well, seeing as it's for you, Dame Hilder.
Oh, bless you, dear. No. There's no need to take the whole thing back. Just take the head. There we are. There, then you can hop on a bus with it.
With an head in me hand.
Well, you could always try it tucked underneath your arm, dear, couldn't you?
I tell you what, if you take our lunch out of your bag, you can put the head in there, can't you?
It's a laborious business, isn't it?
There you are.
What about my head?
Well, if you can get it off your shoulders, dear, I'm sure more. Tell me who pleased to change it for you.
Oh, I suppose I might as well take them both. Well, I have to run. It's early closing, and it's hard enough getting served in there even when it's open. I'll not be long.
She's game, isn't she?
Yes. What a shame it's the close season.
Well, we may as well shut up shop, dear. It's 10 minutes to 1. Then we can have our lunch and get straight on to dressing that window.
Very well, then. I'll lock up. Uh-oh. Look who's coming across the road and heading straight towards us. It's the Moors.
Oh, good heavens. Oh, not that dreadful Mandy and Peter. We'll never get rid of them. Quick, dear, put the clothes sign up and dive behind the piano.
Too late, Hilda. Too late. We've been spotted.
Hello. You've got customers.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Shop.
Hello.
Good afternoon. There you are, Dee. They're not closed.
I didn't say they were.
You said they would be by the time we got here.
I said they would be, unless we got a move on.
But there's 10 minutes yet. We're in bags of time.
Because I made you get a move on.
Oh, nonsense. We'd have got here before closing, all right. We'd have had less time to browse, that's all.
Well, anyway, seeing as you've both just made it, what can we sell you?
Do you know, Dame Hilda? We don't really know, do we, Pete?
No, we don't, dear. Not really, no. We thought that perhaps if we just wandered round, we might get an inspiration.
Well, you won't need to wander very far. Hilda's moved most of the stock into that corner there.
Perhaps it would help if I told you what was in the pile.
We want a little prezzy for Peter's Auntie Jo.
Yes. Ah, I see. Well, now we've got something to go on.
Would you like a piano?
Oh, don't be silly, Daphne.
I'm just trying to suggest something that's easy to get at.
Well, what Auntie really likes is things that play music but don't look as if they would.
Oh, wouldn't she love it, Daphne?
Last year we gave her a little workbox. And as soon as you lift the lid, it plays Love is a Many Splendid Things.
I think I might have just the thing for you. How would your auntie like musical nutcrackers in the form of a brass monkey?
Do we still have that thing?
Yes, dear, I'm afraid we do. It's a most unusual piece. When you lift its tail, its mouth opens. That's where you put the nuts. And then it plays a tune. You push the tail down, the mouth shuts, and the music stops. You crack your nuts to the tune of Beautiful Dream.
Well,
No, lovely as it sounds, Dame Hilda, I'm afraid not, no. Auntie doesn't really like monkeys very much.
In that case, how does Auntie feel about birds?
Oh, she loves birds, doesn't she, Pete?
Oh, yes, they've always been very good with her.
Well, there you are then, Hilda. You know, a little clockwork bird in the gilded cage.
Oh, yes, you wind it up and it sings.
What song?
Well, a bird song, dear, it tweets.
It's a nightingale.
A nightingale? I thought it was a lark.
You think everything's a lark.
I don't think she'd like tweeting, P. She does like a proper song.
All right, perhaps we'll get her something entirely different this year.
No, it must be musical. I say, Dame Hilda, I know it's already just a little after one, but would you mind awfully if we had a look round?
Oh, of course not, dear, of course not.
Now, just a minute, Hilda.
Shut up, Evadne. I know what I'm doing, dear. Now, you two just take your time. There's no need whatever to rush. But perhaps while you're here, you wouldn't mind doing me just a teeny-weeny little favour.
Oh, by all means, Dame Hilda. Anything at all. You just name it.
Well, you do want to go through all that stuff in the corner there, don't you?
Oh, I'd absolutely love to. If it's not asking too much.
Not at all, dear, not at all. But perhaps while you're doing it, you'd be good enough to move it all into the window for me. Oh, and the piano too, dear. If it's not asking too much. Well, the Moors finally departed, clutching a silver-plated musical cake stand that played the Dead March in Saul. It was Irish. For wakes. Maud returned with two new heads, and I must say she'd found me a beauty. I almost preferred it to my own. But not quite. When I'd finished, our window looked wonderful. The judging was to take place between 9 and 5 the next day, and by 9 we were ready and waiting. Come 11:30... and those dreaded Moors returned.
I'm awfully sorry, Dame Hilda, but we've been thinking, and we're terribly worried that the cake stand may depress Auntie Joan.
She hates cleaning silver.
So we wondered if you'd be good enough to exchange it for the singing bird.
You know where the singing bird is, don't you, Hilda?
Only too well, if that means. It's right in the front of the window there.
And it does look so lovely.
That's what made us finally decide.
I suppose you couldn't wait a day or two, could you?
Oh, dear, I do wish we could. I mean, we wouldn't ask, but it's Auntie's birthday today, and we're going round after lunch.
Well, if you don't mind waiting a few minutes while I fetch it out of the window.
Oh, there's no rush at all, Dame Hilda. Come along, P. We'll pop along to the card shop, and then we can have a coffee.
I say, I do hope we're not putting you to too much trouble, Dame Hilda.
It's no trouble at all, dear. No trouble at all.
We'll see you a little later on, then. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye. Right, Evadne, nip into the window and get that blessed bird out again, will you?
Why me?
Because you're tall, you're skinny, and you've got much longer arms than I have. Those'll prove great advantages in there, believe me.
Oh, very well.
But do be careful, dear. That window's awfully crowded.
Didn't I tell you we're overdoing it? Anyway, here goes.
It's all right. I'll hold the drapes open for you. No, go the other way round there, right, to the left, yes. And down past the rosewood chair. Oh, mind my neck bust! And mind the harp! Mind the... Oh, well, never mind the aspidistra.
Hilda, if you're going to keep making me jump... Oh! Hands uncaught.
What, then?
My skirt, caught on something. I can't move. Can't turn round. Can't even bend over.
No, don't pull it. Here. I'm coming. Now, let me... Now, lean back. Push your bottom out.
I say, Hilda.
Oh, dear.
There's a little group of people coming down the road with clipboards in their hands. And look who's leading them.
It's the fishmonger.
The entire committee, dear. It's the judges.
Oh, good heavens. And you can't move. No. Look, and I'll never get out in time without doing untold damage. Here, grab hold of this mandolin and look as if you're playing it. Right, I'll sit at the harp and ditto. Now, don't move a muscle, Evadne. Freeze.
I say, Evadne, are they visible from where you are?
They're virtually on top of us.
Shh. Well, evidently, don't you see that? Clean past. They walk clean past, right by. They hardly glanced at us.
By the way, Hilda, where exactly did you put that yellow sticker I gave you?
Yellow sticker? Oh, good heavens.
Mm-hmm.
The yellow sticker.
Yes. Well, really. So they didn't even know we were participating.
Oh, Evandy, how could you do that to me?
I didn't do a thing.
Exactly. You dummy, you. Oh.
That was The Dummy Run, a further extract from The Random Jottings of Hinge and Brackett, written by Gerald Frow. To assist Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Brackett, we welcome Jean Haywood as Maud. Our thanks also to this week's guests, Chris Emmett and Francis Cheetah, and to the members of the Stacton Trestle Music Appreciation Society for their contribution. Production was by John Dias.